Hi, this is Jonathan from Lewis Jewelers. If you're in the market for a diamond, we can make the experience easy and stress-free. Not to mention, we can save you time and money. As a general manager, one of my roles is to hand-select every diamond that comes into our store. Don't shop alone. Come see me or one of my trusted advisors and find the perfect diamond today. Where Ann Arbor gets engaged, Lewis Jewelers.
Welcome on into the Wolverine.com podcast. Clayton Safey here with Chris Ballas and Anthony Broom. It is almost late July here. We're heading down on the Wolverine private jet to Indianapolis on Monday night for Big Ten Media Day. So we're going to talk Michigan football, a little Big Ten talk. We're going to get Chris's famous stories from some of the Big Ten Media Days past, not to not to show his age at all or anything like that. But he's been to quite a few of them, which I respect. I was at my first one last season, had a blast. So we'll get into all of that. We'll talk some storylines to watch. But first, just to kick it off, I wanted to just gauge you guys. I mean, I know, Chris, we talked about this last year, how we were so anticipating this thing because of what 2020 was, and getting back in person was great. But it just feels like, even when I was just a fan, watching Big Ten Media Days and seeing all the coverage, kind of that unofficial kickoff to summer. How are you guys feeling heading into this thing next week?
It is exactly that. And I remember talking to John Borton when I was your age and saying, man, I wish we could, just fast forward through August. And he goes, slow down, young buck, because you're going to have your hands full and enjoy every month of the summer, which is what I'm looking forward to first. But I am looking forward to getting down to Indianapolis, because it is talking to these guys and getting the lowdown on their teams and talking to the Michigan kids, seeing their bodies. Remember last year, guys, when we got there and we thought, whoa, Josh Ross looks great. Whoa, Aiden Hutchinson. These guys really seem to take it seriously. And that wasn't always the case. I remember one year when I went there and I was asking Lloyd Carr about Gabe Watson. And I said, hey, has Gabe, put in the time this summer? And Lloyd kind of looks at me and goes, we'll have to see. It's like, oh, crap. You know what? Gabe's not going to reach me this potential is the way I read it. And sure enough, he didn't come back in very good shape. But to me, everything that I've heard is that these guys were just as committed this year as they were last year to making sure that they repeat this time, not coming off a 2-4 season, but that they defend their Big Ten championship. There are a few guys that we've heard of up front, especially, that still need to get some of that fat off their bodies, that summer fat. But overall, I think it's a good sign, and it's going to be fun to see these guys in person. Talk to Jim Harbaugh. There's going to be lots to talk about with him. And we'll see what kind of questions he gets from the Buckeyes and everything else. But yeah, this is the time of year, guys, that we really look forward to.
Yeah, last year, like Clayton, was my first Big Ten football media day. It was obviously coming off the COVID year was huge, because it was just good to be around people again.
Yep.
As opposed to, the thing, everything was so sterilized before that, both for medical reasons and for not so medical reasons, but it's good. I only did the one day last year. I did Michigan's day. I got in and got out. So we'll be there for both days this time. Excited about the coverage to come with that. Before last summer, I had never been to Indianapolis. And since then, I think this is trip number 6 or 7 in a little less than a year, a little over a year, whatever it winds up being. So maybe need to start looking into a residency down there. But yeah, Indianapolis is great, just in terms of, I think it's not a city that's like, you're not going to plan a vacation around going there, but in terms of what we do, the setup for, it's the chain restaurant capital of the U.S. as far as I'm concerned, other good local restaurants there, everything's close and walkable. It's a delightful, it's a slog to get there. That 4 hours feels like 8, but I'm looking forward to it, because it's going to be, Media Day is the unofficial kickoff of the season. And that's where, we're still kind of in, and we'll still have time to enjoy our summers. But once we leave Indianapolis, it's go time, fellas. And I think I'm ready for that, because I think this is going to be a pretty good football team.
I agree. Chris, you kind of mentioned it. The Ohio State reporters, they'll get their few questions in at Harbaugh. And, it's funny. So last year, CB and I roll up, we're there early on. It was Thursday and Friday last year. Michigan was the first day. We're in line. And everyone in line with us to get their credential and go through security was an Ohio State reporter. Ohio State was not until the next day, but of course they're there ready. They're all wearing their, whatever site, and there's a million sites that cover Ohio State. And it was just so odd to me. And then they always get their few questions in to Harbaugh to try to, it's almost like they just throw a shot at him and then see how he responds. If you remember the 2019 when he made his comment just before about Urban Meyer and how he's controversial, which is not a bombshell or anything like that, as he said. But they couldn't believe, you know, that he was getting off with this comment, you know, without them kind of defending Urban Meyer, who had been, you know, just resigned in disgrace, you know, a few months before, that they had all written about. And, you know, oh, Urban Meyer's daughter tweeted this, and, you know, she can't believe that you said this about her dad. And then, of course, what happened when he was teamed up with Trent Baalke down in Jacksonville. But that, I wasn't even there for that one, but that's one of my favorite media day memories, because it kind of exposes what Ohio State is in a way where they just cannot accept anything that doesn't go their way, or, you know, anything that's not perceived in a positive light about Ohio State. That's kind of, those are my stories. And then, you know, checking in last year and just seeing the Ohio State presence, Chris, you know, talk about that or whatever, but also some of your stories are hilarious. And I remember last year, the one with Bobby Williams, we were dying laughing. So yeah. just go.
Here's the thing about Ohio State, number one, is that their media, you know, you get called a fanboy when you run a team site or whatever, right? And we've heard that. We try to be honest, you know, and to a fault sometimes, where people are mad at us, you know, oh, wow, you know, Jim Harbaugh, Minnesota, whatever. You know what? We're going to tell you what we know from what we've heard from great sources, whether it's good or bad. Probably not the worst stuff, you know, but we are going to try to be honest. This applies with the Ohio State media. If you look at, they take it personally, you know, when you criticize Ohio State and you're like, okay, wait a minute. You know, the guys that actually write honestly, there are a couple of them that do a good job. One of the guys in the Columbus Dispatch are like the most hated men in town. If they say a bad word, an honest but bad word about anything Ohio State, you know what? These guys are getting death threats. Kirk Herbstreit, God, they got Kirk Herbstreit to move to Nashville, I think.
Yep.
So they're a little bit nutty. And you can always tell. And there's always one guy, like 3 or 4 years ago, there was a guy from Michigan State, you know, who went in with his guns blazing. He said, I'm going to be the guy to ask the tough questions. And he asked one of the dumbest questions I've ever heard of Jim Harbaugh, and saying, you know, do you feel like you owe the fan base an apology, and you're making all this money and you can't even beat Michigan State? You know, and Harbaugh looks at him like he's an idiot, the idiot that he was, and we haven't heard from the guy since. You know, you're going to have guys like that. But you seem to get those from some of the Ohio State veterans, too. Not all of them, but just enough to make it like, you know what, that's a Buckeye asking that question. Okay, that guy, you know, wears, you know, Jim Trussell Superman underalls or under, you know, whatever. So underoos, that's the old, I'm sorry, I'm dating myself. But anyway, regardless, it's weird. Let's put it that way, in a nutshell. So, and then you've got, there are like 2 or 3 guys like at the Michigan State table that don't move, and they've got their hands under the table, and you're wondering what they're doing as they're asking the questions, you know, and it's like, can I say that?
Yeah.
Well, you just did. So.
Yeah. Okay. So and it's like, if they don't move for 2 hours and they're afraid that somebody's going to ask a tough question or something, and how is Mel going to handle it? You know? So, it's interesting. Is that angry hate mail already coming through? So
yeah,
that was the FCC or whatever the
right.
We've been fined. So,
but it's crazy. And the 1 year, the best story, you know, I'll never forget being there. One of 3 people with Joe Paterno. You know, back before Joe Paterno was you know, persona non grata around the Big Ten. And thinking, my God, you know, I'm listening to Joe Paterno's stories here with just a couple other people at the table. It's not like that anymore, as you guys know. Everybody's got a credential. But asking Bobby Williams after the Clockgate game what he thought about changing the rule so that officials now controlled the time on the field was classic. And he said, shit. He goes, where are you from? I said, I'm from Ann Arbor. He goes, shit. He goes, you think they would have changed their rule for us? And I said, I don't know. I'm just asking the question of all the coaches. And then he got really upset. So he said, next question type of thing. So it was classic. Yeah, and it was fun. You know, I remember asking Jim Trussell when he went out his first media day, and he had gone into the arena there, the basketball arena at Ohio State, and said, you're going to be proud of our kids in, you know, 200 and something days or whatever. And I asked him why he said it. He goes, because it's real. And he was honest about it. He goes, it's real. And this, and guess what? The way he played the rivalry is the way the rivalry is supposed to be played. You know, you can talk about all the off the field stuff too, but he got it. And you can tell right then there was a new sheriff in town and that rivalry was coming back. So I think that's what people wanted to hear from Jim Harbaugh. It didn't happen, but hey, year 7, he got his win. Time to keep that going, fellas.
Yeah. And that's kind of just not his style. The whole, he made the guarantee. So that was the most extreme. And I think he learned from that. And he's like, I'm never going to – even his opening press conference, he was like, we have high expectations. That's all he would say. But definitely, those are fantastic. And I can't wait over the years to kind of, you know, have some of those. I know it has changed for sure. I mean, when you hear about the old Big East basketball media day and stuff like that with Jim Calhoun and, you know, all the stories that those guys and shots, they'd be – taking a shot at a guy that's across the room, and then that guy would hear what he said and then respond to it.
Yeah.
Things like that. Those days are over, but you know, it's still just a fun event to see everybody there, see, you know, media people and see all the players and coaches that show up. So excited about that. Anthony, what is the thing you're most looking forward to hearing from the Michigan guys at this media day? I mean, we cover it so close that sometimes it's like, I don't even know what's going to be new, but there's always something. There's always news that develops. There's always somebody that had a great off season. What are you kind of most looking forward to?
Take your pick. Honestly, I think the overarching thing is probably like good at reading body language. Last year, those guys came into Big Ten media days like they had just won the Big Ten. They were confident. They were loose. They didn't hold back on assessments of how the previous season had gone, how they needed to change the culture, how they felt they did that this past off season. You know, you can tell when those guys show up and they're tight, you know, and this is going to be like, I think that's the biggest thing for me. You know, Cade McNamara, we tried talking to him, what, a month or so ago at the tough camp. And he kind of was like, nope, not doing that. He's going to have a podium where he's going to have to answer every question for, you know, a half hour or so. I'm interested in seeing how he reacts to, you know, being under the microscope, and guys like DJ Turner and Mozzie Smith. And I think Eric All's the other guy that will be there. So, you know, I just want to see, you want to see that guys have taken, cause these are all, a lot of people have made a big deal about, oh, well, Cade McNamara is there. You know, they've never sent a quarterback before. I think in the here and now first of all, he's a senior and he's considered one of the leaders on the team. So I wouldn't read into that in terms of them having picked out their quarterback or anything like that. But you want to see that those guys have come and taken the baton from the Aiden Hutchinsons, the Hassan Haskins, the Josh Rosses from last year, because they came, they marched up to that podium last year and said that what had happened before was bullshit. It can't be allowed to happen again. And you could tell they had a presence about them, and there was a self-awareness about them. And there's not always a self-awareness inside the building at Michigan, not just with the football program, but with leadership and other departments as well. So I think those are the type of things that, you know, again, they're going to say, everyone's going to say they're in the best shape of their lives. Everyone's going to say they had a great off season and that the team has gelled and they have high expectations. We know that, but I want to see how comfortable they are in themselves when they say that.
Hi, this is Jonathan from Lewis Jewelers. If you're in the market for a diamond, we can make the experience easy and stress-free. Not to mention, we can save you time and money. As a general manager, one of my roles is to hand-select every diamond that comes into our store. Don't shop alone. Come see me or one of my trusted advisors and find the perfect diamond today. Where Ann Arbor gets engaged, Lewis Jewelers.
It's a great point. Chris, what about you with that?
Yeah, the same thing. And it's amazing how many of our sound bites they used on programs, for example, on the Big Ten Network. You know, hey, can we use this? Because the way they were answering our questions, you could sense Aiden Hutchinson, okay, this is not going to be business as usual, right? This is why I came back. This is what we're going to accomplish. And you're thinking, okay, it seems different. And talk is one thing, guys. But it's like Anthony said, the way you carry yourself. And they acted like they were still Michigan when they hadn't really been Michigan for, you know, since the last time they won the Big Ten. You can go to 2016 or something like that, and they'd come close under Jim Harbaugh. But they acted like they, okay, we're right there with Ohio State. We're being overlooked, and we're taking it personally. So that was exciting. I am very interested to hear what Cade McNamara has to say, because that is a very real and very, I'm not going to call it a cutthroat competition, but it's one of those competitions that's going to bring out the best in each one of these guys. And these guys are both leaders. I wrote a column about 3 weeks ago about what makes each of them special in their own right in that respect. And I do. I think either one of these guys can lead them to a Big Ten championship. So, and that's a great problem to have, fellas, when you, you know, when they say, oh, if you have more than one quarterback, you don't have any. No, That's not the case, and it's never been the case at Michigan. And you got a guy in Davis Warren that's pushing these guys too. I was asking A.J. Henning about the quarterback room, and he said it's not just those two guys. He said it's the entire room, and Alex Orji's a guy that's going to be used in short yardage, I think, this year. So I like it. I like being there, guys. I like being around these kids and how excited they are and just feeling their excitement and living it through them. The older I get, and I've covered a lot of these things now, it's crazy. I used to look at the old guys in the room and think I was never going to be the old guy in the room. Well, getting pretty close to being the old guy in the room. But it's a lot of fun, and it doesn't lose any of its luster, guys, as it goes on. As you'll find out in 20 years doing this, it's just as exciting now. It's a little different because college football is different. I'm anxious to ask some NIL questions and see how they answer them compared to some of the other guys, because Michigan's approach is different. And I know that Jim Harbaugh is going to get a lot of those questions asked of him too. So it's going to be very fun, I think, a very fun couple of days for us down there.
No doubt. And I agree with you guys that the most exciting part is to, yeah, there's going to be some coach speak and player speak or whatever you want to say, but it's kind of reading between the lines a little bit. And I remember sitting there next to Aiden Hutchinson's table last season, and he was saying, yeah, I came back to beat Ohio State. You know, we're preparing for Ohio State. And he was talking about that openly, I think, more than you hear really, you know, you heard players do that in a long time in the offseason. And, you know, we want to win the Big Ten and all this. And somebody asked him, do you think you can do that after what happened last season? He said, yeah. And, you know, I started thinking, okay, you know, I didn't predict them to do that or anything close, but you kind of felt like they had maybe put that behind them, and the parts that they didn't put behind them, they were using that as fuel for the next season. And we saw that play out. They took everything personally. They were unranked. Aiden talked about that as well. And that's what's going to fascinate me is, you know, they're going to get asked some of the same questions as last season, other than the 2-4 stuff. And, you know, you get asked about every aspect of the team, you know, who's looking good. But what they say about, you know, kind of the mentality of this team going in will be interesting to me, because they're in a spot that a Michigan team hasn't been in a long, long time. They're trying to defend the title. I mean, last year, all the questions were about knocking Ohio State off its perch. They had won, what, 4 in a row coming in. They basically own that place. Anthony, you talk about, you know, getting a residency down there. I remember hearing in line, checking in, those Ohio State guys talking about how, you know, joking about, oh, we should get a, you know, condo here or something like that. Or we were just here. It feels like we were just here in December. So now it's Michigan in that spot. And, you know, what's the mentality of this team? Aiden Hutchinson's gone. Josh Ross is gone. Andrew Vastardis is gone. New leaders have to emerge. Confident that they can, but it has to come together. So that's really going to be what I'm watching. We're going to get a lot of talk about NIL, I think. So that'll be good, because that's kind of the hot topic right now. It feels like it was new last year. So everyone was like, oh, what deal are you excited to sign and this and that. Now it's real, where it's in, you know, impacting recruiting, things like that. So it'll get a little annoying if we get the national people that come up, ask their two questions to everybody, even though that guy had already been asked, you know, that 2-3 times before that, and then go to the next table and do it. But it is what it is. I'm a little hesitant. I don't care as much about hearing the coaches talk about conference realignment. It's really above their pay grade. I think we're going to get a lot of that, though. Anything that you guys are not looking forward to hearing about? I'd say conference realignment would be mine. You know, but again, I just think we're going to get that.
That's one. And I hope it's not all NIL, because, yeah, you know, if it, because we're there to learn about the team and the position.
Yes.
From Jim Harbaugh. You know, that was one thing. You can go player by player by player by player back in the day and, you know, just be the Michigan contingent there. Now you've got Joe Blowhard from, you know, Columbus going up there and asking about, you know, Jim, these are the important issues facing college football today. In five parts, can you give me an answer to this, 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 and this? And it's like, come on, man, quit monopolizing the time here and let us do our jobs too. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I want to hear specifics about certain kids. And Jim Harbaugh basically isn't going to say probably too much more than he did in the spring, other than if guys are, you know, hey, this guy looks great, this guy's, you know, this is how he's doing in the weight room and things like that. But, you know, maybe what his plan is for Derek Moore, for example, I want to hear, can he be that third down back and why, you know, and where's the pass rush going to come from? And we know you've talked about Mike Morris. What have you seen from the true freshmen, things like that? Those are the questions that our fan base wants answered and that we will be trying to get answers from Jim Harbaugh about in Indianapolis. So I'm looking forward to that. And then going around to a couple of the other tables, We're not going to sabotage, you know, not Jim Trussell. We're not going to sabotage Ryan Day with questions or Mel Tucker, you know, about his cigars or whatever, you know, but we are going to want to ask some questions about the rivalry too. And we will. And it'll be fun, fellas. I'm telling you, two of the best days of the year down there and really exciting.
Yeah, we're going to right off the bat Tuesday or whatever it is, Tuesday morning, we're going to get the politician speech from Kevin Warren, and conference for your alignment, I'd have to imagine, is going to be, I think it's probably going to be hard and heavy on that, which weirdly, he's like the only person that's worth hearing from on that, because last year it was like right on the dawn of media days where they the news about Texas and Oklahoma came out, and you could tell like he was not prepared to discuss that. I don't think any, I mean, that shit sent shockwaves throughout the entire sport. So the Big Ten countered. It made its move. I have to imagine we're probably going to hear someone's going to ask about Notre Dame. Someone's going to ask about some of these other, you know, like, I think that's going to, that in NIL are going to be, I think, the overarching topics, especially like when people turn on Big Ten Network and you're going to watch to see Jim Harbaugh at the podium. Most of the, I mean, to be frank, most of those questions aren't going to come from us or our beat. It's going to be the national people. It's going to be, you know, some of the more prominent, maybe newspaper or TV people. Like, we'll get that podium time. We'll get that one-on-one time later on in the day. But I think the most interesting thing, like, to be frank, you know, pat ourselves on the back, the most interesting thing that's going to come out of it is the stuff that we put out. Because that early session earlier on in the day, it's going to be a lot of fluff. And that's, I'm not crazy about that, but it's also, you know, it's a nice way to ease yourself into it as well.
Yeah, Kevin Warren, with all due respect to him, he doesn't say much when asked. And yeah, the crazy thing about the Texas-Oklahoma thing last year, Barry Alvarez was just named the special advisor to football for the Big Ten or whatever his title is. And somebody asked him, you know, after he got introduced, what do you know about Texas and Oklahoma moving to the SEC? And he said he didn't know that was happening yet. So they were off to a great start last year. But it'll be interesting to see if Kevin Warren says anything about that. Before we wrap up here, just want to talk about Manscaped real quick, our great sponsor. Crotch discomfort hurting your game? Fear no more. The kings of crotch comfort, Manscaped, has spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. Sleek, soft, comfortable, and flexible. The brand new Boxers 2.0 from Manscaped take your balls to the royal ball throne. The global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have the Lawnmower 4.0 for the trimming, so you can wear the Boxers 2.0 for the chilling. They even trademarked the jewel pouch, so you know it's serious. I think it's time to you invest in your family jewels, so let your bulge breathe and get 20% off and free shipping by using our code 20GOBLUE at manscaped.com, 20GOBLUE at manscaped.com. That's the promo code there. It's Manscaped's fantastic when you're traveling. I have the travel bag, probably bring the shampoo and all that stuff. Any comment on Manscaped from either of you guys?
I'm wearing my boxers right now and it's pretty fantastic. So I love this product, man. I really do. I feel kind of honored to have been asked to sponsor these guys. Frankly, you're seeing all kinds of people, doing it for them as well. So, but they've been a great sponsor and great to work with, great products.
No doubt.
The shout outs go to them, but also to you, another flawless read. You could,
yeah,
you're
I couldn't do it. No, this is they're
great, yeah, though. I mean, that travel bag, like you said, I think it might be one of my favorite things that I own in terms of when you have to pack up and head somewhere. I mean, we'll be packing up for Indy. I'll be taking one last little vacation before, you know, we really get into the weeds with football season. And that thing, that bag and the products that they send us will be with me. Unless I try to get it through airport security, which did not work out well for me last time, but happy to be affiliated with them. And yeah, shouts out to the folks over there.
No doubt. Final words on Media Day. You know, we talked about how excited we are for it, you know, what we want to hear. I think we're going to learn a little bit about the mentality of this team. As we mentioned, we're going to learn about some specific guys that may be coming along. You know, I feel like we've had more media access this year, but a year ago, you know, we learned a decent amount about certain guys where, oh, this guy can play now. He's ready. Guys that weren't maybe ready the year before. So that'll be exciting. But anything else that you guys are kind of looking forward to?
Yeah, hearing those guys talk about the freshmen, I've heard, and speaking to these guys for our football preview, and by the way, it's in, folks. There it is, Clay. Yep. Listening to them talk about, how'd you get one, Anthony?
We met up and I gave him one.
Yeah. Magic.
Yeah.
You're getting yours.
Yeah, I know. But when they talk about the freshmen, they call them freaks. They, you know, last year's class was amazing. I wrote a column on that, too, about how many contributors there have been and how many more there will be this year. They said they're playing basketball against these guys, and it's like a freak show, like Jim Harbaugh calls the receivers. And he says it's not just limited to the receivers, though. Everybody in that class, he said, is amazing. So anxious to hear about the new young guys, too, and what they're bringing to the table.
Yeah, I mean, part of me, the event's going to be great. Don't get me wrong. It's cool to network. It's cool to see, I mean, people from our beat that we haven't seen all summer. It's cool to see people nationally that you've maybe linked up a time or two, or even meet new people and network. And, you know, this is, it's a media event, but it's also kind of a handshaking networking event too. So I love those interactions. You know, we'll get some good stuff out of it. I know that. Part of me is sad that we don't have an actual team media day anymore. That hasn't happened in like maybe 4 or 5 years. I think 2016 was the last time we did it. I mean, that's when you really were able to dive into the nuts and bolts of the team and talk to guys that you probably might not talk to the entire season. So I do miss that. But outside of this, like I've been in football mode a little earlier than I have in the past, just because we worked, you know, we were busting our rear ends on that football preview. But I think once we get there, it is the, we had it ready. The props are there. It's like Carrot Top. But yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm ready for the season. I think, and I've got, before our football preview came in, I've got a stack of 4 or 5 national magazines between college and the NFL. Like I think I'm ready for it. So yeah, we're excited.
Yeah. Last thing from me is I'm actually selling a question. So if somebody's willing to, highest bidder, I will ask either Mel Tucker or Ryan Day, whatever question they want, obviously kidding, but that would be quite hilarious, but I don't want to lose my credential there. So obviously not. Super pumped about that. We're going to check in next week afterwards and talk about what we learned. Stay tuned at thewolverine.com for all that coverage there. We're going to be, it's basically going to be a 48-hour sprint right there. So we'll try to bring all the latest news and analysis from Indianapolis. So stick with us there, and we'll see everyone next time.